Hi, welcome back. Thanks for joining us here at Peak Power. My name is Matt Stoutenberg with another episode of Solar as an Investment. We wanted to take a few minutes today to go over some items that you may or may not have thought about. I'll use one particular conversation as an example to play off of this. Starting off with, it was a casual conversation with a prior customer when a friend of his rode up on a bicycle along with a group of other bike riders, and he was a relatively wealthy guy, had done quite well in the market. So everything that he was referencing was return on investment, return on investment, return on investment. His primary question was very similar to a lot of other people's question: how much does it cost? And my response to him was, well, what are you currently spending? And I think that was a little bit irritating actually to him, because he just wanted to know how much it costs. And that's a common question as well. But my question back to him was more geared towards, what is your current electric bill? Because what, and that's what I want to frame in this video, is what are you currently paying for, and what is the return on investment for what you're currently paying for? Let me itemize some of the things that you may or may not know about. With your current electric bill, this comes in the mail, and you get, and it says, please pay this amount. And generally, people don't look. This particular electric bill, by the way, has a negative number because I have solar and it's overproduction. That's a nice thing. But for the most part, most people get their electric bill. They know they don't have a whole lot of choices. So other than return on investment, what we're really trying to talk about here is choices. We're giving you, or trying to help you understand that you do have options now. You no longer have to rely on this company to give you power and have no control. So back to the story. His main concern was, how much does it cost? Because I can probably put that amount of money into the market and earn a return on investment that exceeds what solar's return might be. And I challenged him with, you can't invest that money in the market because you still have to pay your electric bill. So those are separate dollars. One of the things that we want to frame in this video is clarifying the fact that what you pay to the utility is not money that you can also invest in the market and make a return. However, because solar is an option, now you can take a savings and go invest that money into the market and make a return on it. So let's back up a little bit here and talk about what is being paid for when you write your check to the electric company. You've got generation. There's generators out there producing the electricity. There's transmission and distribution lines, which is the network, or we'll refer to it as the internet, because there is a connection fee now that is related to just that, the internet of electricity. You've got infrastructure and real estate. Think about all the real estate that those utility companies own and maintain just to provide power to you. You've got operations and maintenance, all the buildings that sit on those properties. You've got bonds and loans that have to be paid for. And when I say you, I'm talking about every customer out there that is utilizing power from a utility. And then you've got a for-profit motive. Profit's not a bad word, but investor-owned utilities have a profit motive, and they've got investors that also want to see a profit. So with all of that, it leaves the customer with no return on investment on a monthly basis, no property value appreciation, no tax benefits, no control over future costs, and no end. There's no end to it unless you look at the options. Solar is an option. So for this particular video, we wanted to talk about solar as an investment and simplify it by saying you can't invest dollars that are going to the utility unless you do something different. And if that's the case, we can talk about solar as an investment and therefore giving you money to invest to give you an additional cascading return. As always, I want to thank you for joining us here, where it is our goal to make it this topic of solar and energy interesting, relevant, and current, easy and fun. So please be sure to stay tuned in and look forward to future videos.
That was easy.